boost in your faith. Amen. God is here today. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place today to help somebody, to lift somebody's faith today. Amen. God is going to boost your faith in Him today. Amen. You need that today. Why don't you shout hallelujah? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. His presence is here right now to boost you, to lift you up. Amen. To help you understand that He is in control and He hasn't forgotten you, and He walks by your side, and He is going to do what He said He's going to do. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to lift your faith in this place today to Him. Amen. I want to tell you that God has not forgotten you. Amen. He's not sleeping somewhere. Amen. He's a wide awake God, and He is taking care of the things that you're desiring in your life. And He sees where you are. He is going to perform that which what He said He would do. Amen. All you need to do is just have faith today. Come on, just have faith in God today. It may seem like nothing is going to happen in your future, but God never leaves His children forsaken. Amen. Nor His seed begging for bread. Amen. God has your back today. Amen. All you gotta do is just possess some faith and believe God for what He said. Amen. And it's gonna come to pass. You can count on it. If Jesus said it, look out. It's gonna happen. Amen. You just better just start preparing for it. God is going to do what He said He's going to do. Just have faith. Amen. Have faith in God. Amen. God will do what He said He will do. God said to Noah that the sin of men is great. He said, I will destroy man and every living thing on earth. He said, Noah, build an ark, for I will destroy the earth with a great flood. Now we know that Noah had never seen rain. And he had never built an ark. Amen? There was no need for anything like this. There was never a raindrop. Amen? What is rain, oh God? Now, one thing we do know, he did have faith in God. Amen. Noah he believed in the things of God. He walked, he found grace in the sight of the Lord. Amen. He had a relationship with God, and he knew when God says something, God's gonna do it. Because the Bible says that Noah walked with God. Amen. There was intimacy there. There was relationship there. There was understanding of each other. And Noah knew when God says He's going to do something, start looking. It's going to happen. Amen. Do what He said He's going to do. Genesis 6:22 says, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So he did. When you have faith in God, you don't ask questions of God. When God speaks something to you, you just pick up what He told you to do, and you just start doing it. Amen. Being faithful to God. Coming to church. Paying your tithe. Amen. Witnessing to people. Talking to people. Reading the Word of God. Trusting in the Lord. Walking by faith. Knowing God's in control. You just start doing it. Noah just did what God told him to do. Amen. Build an ark, Noah. Noah runs out and starts getting wood. Amen. Noah, well, I don't even know anything about what's beginning to happen, but God is going to do it. So I better prepare. Amen. Start preparing for your miracle. Because if you have faith and you believe in that faith, God's going to perform what He said He's going to do. Amen. Just begin to prepare for what God is getting ready to do in your life. If you need a blessing in your finance, go open a bank account in faith and see what God's going to do. Amen. Trust the Lord and believe God. Faith moves the hand of God. Amen. You don't need a whole lot of faith. Hallelujah. Just you need a little faith. Just use the faith you have. Amen. If you just got a little bit of faith here today, that's all you need. Amen. Just get a hold of that faith and begin to walk and begin to do what God said He's going to do. Amen. And trust Him and believe Him. I'm telling you, God is going to do it. Amen. Matthew 17:20, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence into yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." I wished I could have had a grain of mustard seed today to come and show you just how small that is. Amen. It's very tiny. It's hard to see in the palm of your hand, a grain of mustard seed. Amen. You don't need a lot of faith. All you got to do is grab onto the faith that you have and trust God that He's going to do it. Amen. And believe in it. And God will perform what He said He's going to do. Just have faith. Hallelujah. Just believe. I know you have a little bit of faith today. Your faith may not be strong. It might not seem like you don't have much faith right now, but I do know you have faith. All I need to do is convince you to use the faith you have. Amen? Hallelujah. Just use what you got. Amen? Believe in what faith God has given you today, and God will show up. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith." You got faith today. God's given you faith. Every man has a measure of the faith of God dealt to them. And I'm telling you what, if you can just find that faith and you can pick it up and you can begin to trust God for what it is you need today, I'm here to tell you that whatever God said He's going to do, He's going to do it. Get ready. Prepare yourself. It's going to happen. Amen. Just have faith. Right. Amen. Just trust in the Lord. You might just have a mustard seed faith, but it's faith, and that's all you need. Amen. It may seem minute and little to you. It may not seem like much to you, but I'm telling you, if you'll use it, if you'll pick it up and say, "With this faith, I'm going to believe for my miracle," I'm here to tell you God's going to perform your miracle in the name of Jesus today. Just use your faith. Just use what God's given you. Here is a woman that had a crumb faith. Matthew 15:21-28 says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." She wasn't giving up. "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto that lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet that I take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Very true, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." This woman realized that a crumb from her Lord was enough to do the miraculous. And she was willing to take whatever was given to her. She knew it was, if it was anything from God, it was enough to meet her need. Hallelujah. God has given you a measure of faith. Amen. All you need to do is take that crumb and pick it up and say, God, it's enough for my miracle. You can perform what you said you can do. Have faith for your healing today. Amen. Have faith for your deliverance. Amen. Whatever it is in your life you're needing God for right now, just have faith and believe God for it. Pick up that measure that He's given you and say, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Amen. He's going to do what He said He's going to do. You got faith today? Amen. Have faith. Trust in it. Use that faith. Amen. Use that faith and call out on the name of Jesus over your need right now and say, God, you're going to perform what you said you're going to do. I have faith. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Amen. What do you need God to provide for you today? Amen. Just have faith. Have faith. Pick that faith up and say, God, you said you would do this. Amen. I'm going to trust you and I'm going to walk in it, God. Just have faith. It's enough. It's little, but it's from God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to lift your faith today. I want you to realize that it may seem very small and minute, but it's from God. Amen. And with God, all things are possible. Amen. It might seem like you're never going to see your miracle, but I'm here to tell you today, give it to God and trust Him for it and say, I have faith. Here it is. Here it is, that little piece of faith that you gave me, God, and I trust in you for my miracle right now. Have faith. God is going to perform what He said He would do. Amen. Hallelujah. Just have faith in God. Have faith. Use that little bit of faith. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 2, it says, Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in this house save a pot of oil. In other words, she sold out. She sold everything she had to pay the debts that she owed, but it wasn't enough. But all she had left was this meaningless pot of oil. She didn't even think that was worth selling.
Right.
Amen? It was just there. It was this old pot of oil. Amen? This little pot of oil was all she had, and to her it didn't seem like it was enough. Hallelujah. But the prophet said, bring me the oil. It was only when she shut the door and began to use the little bit of faith that she had brought to what she had thought was not worth anything. She took that faith that she had, that little pot that she had, and began to use it. The prophet had told her, go borrow some vessels. Go borrow all the vessels you can borrow. Go get everything you can find and to fill. Amen. And that little bit of faith that you got, you begin to start pouring that faith into those vessels. And let me see what God's going to do for you. I'm here to tell you, you may have just a little bit of faith, but I'm here to tell you, use what you got. Hallelujah. Use the faith that you got and trust God for the need in your life. God will answer you and He will bless your life. You may be on your last leg and it seems like you can't see your way right now, but you find that little bit of faith and hold on. It's enough to do God's biggest jobs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that your faith is encouraged today, that what little you got, amen, that God can use that. There was a Roman officer in the 8th chapter of Matthew. He had a little understanding of faith. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, a Roman officer pleaded with him and his servant to be healed of palsy. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word. Hallelujah. from where you are. God, just speak the word and my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and turning to those who were following him and said, I tell you the truth, I haven't seen this faith like this in all of Israel. Here's a man who knew what authority is all about. This Roman officer knew that Jesus had enough authority that if he believed, his request for healing of his servant would be given him without the need for the Lord Jesus to personally come. But he only needed to say the word. Hallelujah. Does your faith in God allow you to believe that his word will do what it says? Hallelujah. Does his word, do you believe the word of God that he's spoken to you, that he will perform what he says he's going to do? Just take the faith that he's given you and believe God in the word of God. That's all Noah had, was a word from God saying, I'm going to destroy this wicked nation and I'm going to do it. So he took the faith. He picked it up and he started building an ark. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to trust the word of God. When God speaks the word to you, walk in it. Have faith for it. Amen. God will do it. And as I close, I want us to fill this altar. Amen. Hallelujah. As you come, there was a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 years. Amen. Come on. I want us all to come. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 years. And she spent all of her living and couldn't find a cure. This woman struggled through the pressing crowds to just touch Jesus' robe because she believed she wouldn't be healed if she could just do that. She didn't need Jesus to touch her or speak words to her. She only needed to touch him and experience his power. How about you today? Does your faith allow you to believe that even just a slight touch of Jesus' presence will heal you and whatever you are suffering from? Have faith and get in and touch with Jesus. Get in touch with him. Is your faith enough today? I say, I don't need no preacher to lay hands on me today. All I need to do is find a place to get myself in touch with Jesus Christ. And I know that's enough. That faith is enough. If I can just break my way through that crowd, this woman didn't have energy. She didn't have what it took to push her way through the crowd. So she got on her hands and knees and began to find her place to where she could just get a touch of Jesus. And she knew that's all she needed, her little bit of faith, to use it. Amen. Hallelujah. What's your faith going to lead you to today? Amen. Can you get in touch with God today? He's here. He's in this altar right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Are you tired of dealing with that sickness? Are you tired of dealing with that disease? Are you tired of not having that financial blessing? Are you tired of not getting what you know that God said he's going to do? Where's your faith today? Find that faith. Sweep the corners of your life. Sweep the crevices of your life and find that faith today. And pick it up and say, I'm going to use my mustard seed today. In Jesus' name.
My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks up for me.
Oh,
he is my God.
Well, what is your need today?
He is Jehovah Jireh.
Oh, he is my God.
My God is more than enough.
All you need is a touch from the Master.
All my needs, he is my El Shaddai.
Oh, Jehovah Jireh.
is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh.
Come on, your healings right now.
He is my God.
Your deliverance right now.
Jehovah Jireh. He is my God.
In Jesus' name.
All of the earth he sees.
And the fullness thereof.
Of everything that I need. You can be sure of Jehovah Jireh.
Oh,
he is my God.
Hallelujah.
He is Jehovah Jireh.
Touch him. Come on,
he
press your way.
He is my God.
Into his presence.
Oh, so why should I worry about the highs and the lows? The ups and the downs.
Stretch yourself.
By my faith, I know my God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always shuts out for me. Jehovah Jireh.
12 years.
He is my God.
And one touch.
He is Jehovah. He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always
stretch out for that loved one that's lost and going to hell because of their life. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord for them.
He is my God.
Such as I have,
so
give
I
need.
Why should I worry about the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs? Because by my faith, I know my God is more than enough.
He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my God.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
All of the earth this is, and the fullness thereof, everything that I need, you can be sure.
Come on, just reach out to God.
Jireh.
Take one little bit of faith you he's
God.
Given you. Press into his presence. Press into his presence.
He is my God. So why should I worry about the highs and the lows,
the ups and the downs?
It's by my faith I know my God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks up for me. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. He is Jehovah Jireh. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks up for me. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. All of the earth this is, and the fullness thereof. Everything that I need, you can be sure of. Jehovah Jireh, he is my God. He is Jehovah Jireh, he is my God. So why should I worry about the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs? Cause by my faith I know my God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh, he is my God. Jehovah Jireh, he is my God. So why should I worry about the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs? Cause by my faith I know my God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh, he is my God. that I need, you can be sure of.
Jehovah Jireh, He is my God.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my God.
Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray over this offering right now, God. We ask in the name of Jesus that your blessings be upon our life. Help us to trust you and have faith, God, that you will supply every need in our life, God. Oh, in Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Amen. That old song says you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith.
I just want to share something that's hopefully encouraging to people about their family coming into Christ. 6 years ago, I was in Florida, and my dad, who was a heathen his whole life, came to Christ and was able to worship with him. And we're sitting, we're talking one day, and my brother Kurt is like the black sheep of the family. He's 6 years older than me. And when we were kids, the church up there that had the bus ministry would come and pick us up. And him and I and my other brother went, and we all three got saved there. And so, but my brother, they prophesied over him and said, the devil wants to sift you like wheat. He's got a life of drugs planned for you. And that's exactly what happened. He was on heroin. He's been on drugs and alcohol his whole life, stealing from the family, stole my mom's car. I mean, just really bad sheep. And so he comes around every once in a while. He lives in Portland, comes around every once in a while, and wears out his welcome and then goes back. So my dad and I are having this conversation. He says, you know, I try to pray for Kurt, but there's a block there. Every time I try to pray for him, there's a block there. I think he's beyond hope. And I said, no. There's nobody beyond hope. No way. So it just stirred me up. And I just went into like intercession, and I just started weeping before the Lord and weeping, crying for his soul. And it just wouldn't stop, and it wouldn't stop. And I just kept praying and crying out for his soul. And the Lord just like that, just shut it off and said, it's done. And I have not prayed for his salvation since that day, because I know it's done.
Yeah.
I know it's done. Okay? So all this time goes by. 6 years later, my nephew, his son, reaches out to me. I've reached out to him on Facebook before. I hear nothing back. He reaches out to me yesterday and says, are you my dad's sister? And I said, yeah, I'm your Aunt Kimmy. And so we get to talking, and I said, well, I know a lot of the family's given up on your dad, but I love him. And you know, you give him my number, he can call me. He called me yesterday, and he's turning his life around. He knows God. He's not there yet, but I know he's there. He's coming in. And I prayed this morning, and I said, Lord, I just thank you so much for what you're doing. And he said, well, don't you remember just about a month ago, I was in prayer, and I said, Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name, and I command you to restore to me everything in my life that you have stolen from me. He said, I am restoring everything. I'm restoring your brother, that relationship. I'll restore his salvation. It's done.
Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. That's faith. Praise God. It's God is going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because his word says so. You can walk on that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to dismiss men. If you got an offering, bring it up. Give unto the Lord. Amen. And if you're going with us to Parma, to church in Parma, amen. We're going to eat downstairs and all that. But God bless you. Be friendly. Shake one another's hand. Love on each other. Amen. Thank you for that testimony. Awesome. Praise God.